I hope you're all as excited as the kids were when they run out. I've got a few pages this time, which is not like me, so you could be here a while. I'm already getting the look. Given tonight's message a title, and it's the title, The Difference of a Righteous Man. And I'm firstly going to talk about your health, as somebody went out coughing. Your spiritual health is an essential part of your well-being. Now, most people, I think, have probably been through an airport. If you haven't been through an airport, put your hand up. I'm all right then, so I can talk about an airport a little bit. Right, and if you've been through an airport, you've probably had to go through some kind of a body scanner, which is normally a little archway or a little square door that you have to walk through. And if you're unfortunate, you'll hear the beep and then somebody will come over to you and give you a quick... now the scanner, it checks for metal. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if these were installed in churches? And now I'm not thinking of a scanner for metal, but a scanner for sin. Now, as everybody walked through the door, it'd be a very noisy door. Everybody would be getting the beep. Now, Scripture tells us that this is true. It says in Romans 3, verses 23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But this is not as we were created. If that door had been installed during creation in the Garden of Eden, then as Adam firstly walked round the garden, it would have been quiet. Exactly how God had created us. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Nice place, Garden of Eden, when it was created. There would have been the birds singing. Every time Adam walked round, it'd have been pretty quiet, apart from the birds and maybe the odd animal. If he was walking through this door, there'd have been none of that. But it didn't last. It didn't take long for things to change. Now, our God, we've been given a clue already by him looking at everything and saying, "That's good." Our God is a good God. And he persevered with man. He could have rolled it all up and he could have started it again. But God persevered with man for quite some time. And along came Noah. Now, you all know the story of Noah. In Genesis 6, verses 9, it says, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time. And he walked faithfully with God. I would imagine this is just much like Adam did. The righteous man. The righteous man for God. A new beginning. And we all know throughout that story of Noah how that new beginning took place. And it might seem, well, if he's a good God, how could he do that? But God saw the righteous man. God saw Noah. And God knew Noah was in a righteous position. A good man, as God had intended. So, because of Noah, we can say that we stand here today. Skip a few years, and here we are. And Scripture tells us lots of things about how man can be described. The righteous man. So today came. You walk through that door. What's gone wrong? We're a little bit like empty vessels. Again, another descriptive term from Scripture. The thing is, with a vessel, something that contains something else, from the outside, we look at it and it may seem to be okay. We look at each other and we may see, yeah, he looks a decent kind of chap. Or a decent kind of lady. What appears to our eyes will not affect that doorway. If that doorway was just seeing the vessel, no sound would be heard. But unfortunately, as we come through that doorway, it's a very busy door. And unfortunately, as Scripture tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Thinking of us as a description of an empty vessel, it reminds me of a film I hate, but my wife loves it. Mary Poppins. She had an amazing bag. And in this bag, she would basically delve into it and just keep pulling things out, which seemed to be impossible. A bit like that modern day advert for the food delivery service that's on TV at the moment, Deliveroo, where every single type of food comes out of a small bag, and then she ends up going inside the bag, a little bit like the Mary Poppins bag. A never-ending supply of different items within the vessel. Now, our vessels, or us, ourselves, we can hold a lot of things. May seem strange. But as we hold different things, as we take different things into our vessels, sometimes something which is not supposed to be there gets in. And unfortunately, the thing which is not supposed to be there is the thing that sets the alarm off. It can be very small, a little bit like a concentrate juice. A little bit makes quite a lot. It can infect and infiltrate the whole of the vessel, yet in appearance, it's exactly the same. To our eyes, we're exactly the same. But a difference has taken place. And no longer are we how God has intended us to be. And unfortunately, if there was such a thing as a sin scanner over that door, we wouldn't be needing to replace the batteries quite often. God wants a different reality. God intended a different reality for each one of us. And that reality was for him to be the contents of our vessels. In Psalm 15, 1 to 5, it says these words, "Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbour, and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person, but honours those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against innocent. Whoever does all these things will not be shaken. God wants to dwell in each of us. God wants to set his sacred tent in each of our vessels. The fantastic thing is, this opportunity is available to each of us. It's available to you. It's available to me. And it's a perfect thing for getting through the sin scanner. How is this achieved? How does a change take place? What is the difference of a righteous man? In Romans 3, verses 22, it says, "This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe." There is no difference between Jew or Gentile. Basically, that means it's available to everyone. Exactly how God intended. Our Lord God wants this righteousness in each of our lives. Not just a little portion of it, but complete saturation of it. This is a challenge. It's a frontier to boldly go, to coin a phrase from Star Trek. It's exactly how God wants us to stand. It's not a solo position like it was with Noah, when God saw throughout all what was left of his creation then that Noah was a righteous man. God wants to look down on his creation now and see a collective. See his family. See his sons and daughters adopted through Jesus Christ in a position which is completely different. A position where your vessel is full of God. Now that excites me. That gets me thinking that I'm going to be in that position where it's no longer this, but it's this. Now you might say, well, that's defective, Steve. That's no longer working. Is that the sin detector in our lives? So the alarm goes off. What do we do? In James's scripture, chapter 5, verses 19, it says, "My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, someone should bring that person back." When sin creeps into each of our lives, our physical image may not change. But our inward image, that which God sees, that sets off the alarm, becomes tainted. And we're in a position of needing attention. And we need that God influx in our lives for us to be an effective Christian, an effective son or daughter of our living God. Earlier in James verses 16, it says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." And in that same verse, it gives us a fantastic revelation to the power of prayer. But the power of prayer by a person who's full of Jesus, who's full of God. Because in that same verse, verse 16, it then says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." That's the God difference in us. That's the God difference in your vessel. That's what changes the alarm from that to that. The difference of a righteous man is hard to put into words. It's hard for me to describe. God did it easily. God said in the beginning of time, when he created man, it's very good. Can remember on reports from school, if you were very good, you got a tick. And then maybe another tick after it to say, "Well, you're very good." You could look at it another way. You could say you want to catch the Noah syndrome. It's not a disease as such, but when God infects your vessel in such a way to change your life, we could call it a syndrome. You could look at it another way. To protect our children in modern technology, we have parental control. Ooh. In our Christian life, we have a Heavenly Father. Do we give our Lord, our God, our Heavenly Father, the life control of our vessel? Or do we give just maybe the Sunday button? God's not just for Christmas. God's for life. God's a life-changing. A life-changing feature for each of us. We could maybe be clever and develop an amazing piece of technology called the sin scanner. Would that make a difference to each of us as we came through the door? Would that change the opportunities each of us have to show God? Would that push those things that infect our life in a bad way? Would that push them out? Would that allow Jesus? Would that allow our Father to take control? Can we put the control in God's hands? The control of our life. Now that would put us in that good position, that very good position. Is this what you want when you meet with God? Can be a little bit annoying as it keeps going. I don't think our relationship would be that close if every time you met your father, the buzzer was going off. God wants a special time with each of us. God wants your time. With God in our life, with God in our prayers, we are effective. We're not defective. God has made each of us to be reflective of Him. That might be hard for us to imagine, hard for us to understand. But quite simply, when you go out of this building, when you're walking amongst your work colleagues, when you're talking amongst your friends, your neighbours, when you meet the stranger in the village, with God being the reflective image in your life, I assure you that they will know there's something different. Or you can just cover yourself in your outward vessel. But God wants to be that difference in each of our lives. He wants to change each and every one of us to know Him in a greater way and to understand Him in a greater way. He wants to change each and every one of us so that we are in a position of the righteous man. Now that's a hard task. It's a hard task for each of us to say, look, this is how I am in my life. But God, my Father, can make a difference. Jump into this life and change it. I hope this evening each of us can say that. Each of us want that within our lives. Each of us just don't want to give God a Sunday button, but a life button, a life-changing button, a button which can make an amazing difference. To finish with, I'd like us to listen to a song, and I'll go and turn that on now for you.
I'm living for the world to see, nobody but but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Go down in history.
As another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever want to be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see. Nobody but Jesus.
Cause I'm just a nobody.
Nobody but Jesus.